Uber says it has more than 160,000 drivers in the U.S. and more than a million worldwide. The company doesn't release data about how many of those drivers work full-time and how many are just picking up rides as a side gig. But that's what the company wants. They helped coin the phrase the gig economy, and they pitch independence, as in this ad from 2014.
Around the globe, Uber is empowering people to be their own boss.
You can run your business the way you want,
without having to give up on what matters most.
But according to a new report from Bloomberg, that's not always the reality. Two reporters for Bloomberg found many Uber drivers sleep in their cars or cheap hostels to stay close to where the fares are. Many have seen their earnings drop in recent years, and some are struggling to make ends meet, according to the story by Eric Newcomer and Olivia Zaleski, who joins us now. Olivia, these are not homeless Uber drivers. They have homes, but you say they're sleeping in their cars to go elsewhere?
Yes, what we found are several Uber drivers across the country. We interviewed drivers in San Francisco, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Diego, New York, that are driving into high-density areas where there's surge pricing and spending several nights at a time because they can't afford to live in these cities, but they want to get the surge pricing in these cities. It's supply and demand. So if there's less supply and more demand, the drivers will make more money and they will live in their cars for up to 2 weeks at a time, we found.
And we mentioned that you found that their earnings are dropping. That's because across the board, Uber has lowered the price of the fares over the last few years.
They have. What we found is that drivers were making about $19.35 on average an hour in 2015. And now they're making, on average, about $15.58 an hour. Now, it's unclear exactly if that's because Uber has taken action to lower the fares. That's contributed to the issue. But also, there are a lot more drivers on the road now, and that affects the supply and demand equation that I mentioned.
Right. There's more competition. They even have other companies,
right.
Lyft and such. Well, you spoke with an economics professor, Paul Oyer of Stanford, who said Uber drivers are essentially immigrants now. They're searching for the better wages that you mentioned that they then take home to their local economies when they do come home. But as you pointed out, they can often spend weeks away from home. They stay at hostels. They park in parking lots. Tell us about Andre Williams. He's a driver you met from Sacramento.
Yeah, Andre, incredible personality and really hardworking man. He has a son in Sacramento. He drives in 2 hours every 2 weeks to high-density San Francisco, and he'll work about 14 to 16 hours a day. You could tell he felt a great sense of pride that he was working so much. He was proud of himself that he was able to take care of his son and feed his family and give them a better life.
Well, and many of the drivers you speak to do feel this way, that this is, they see this as an opportunity. They're at the 7-Eleven off the JFK Expressway in Queens, at the Walmart off the Jack Nicklaus Freeway in Columbus, Ohio. There's another 7-Eleven in Chicago's Lincoln Park neighborhood that drivers call the Uber Terminal. That's where they're sleeping in cars.
That was the most remarkable part of reporting this story, is in speaking with so many drivers. I mean, I can't lie. I went into it assuming that many of them would feel resentful or angry towards Uber. I was quite the opposite. Many of them said they felt that they were running their own business. They didn't want to go back to their previous jobs where they weren't allowed to work more hours because the hours that they could work was capped. And they felt like they had more control in this job. We were not expecting that because it is, on the exterior, you know, a rather bleak and depressing looking situation to think of somebody sleeping in their car for 2 weeks at a time just to make ends meet.
Well, but the critics of Uber would say that this is something that Uber doesn't like publicized. And you write that Uber doesn't say publicly that half of the driving gets done by people who work more than 35 hours a week. They generate about half of Uber's revenue, responsible for about half of Uber's trips. Because Uber has been selling the notion that this is something that you can just do for a few hours a week.
Right. I mean, absolutely. It's a very uncomfortable situation for them, because what they shared with us is that more than 60% of Uber drivers only work 10 hours a week, but the majority of the driving, and that's the majority of the income that comes into Uber, is done by drivers who work over 35 hours a week. So it's done by full-time drivers.
And of course, this becomes important information because critics say they are being abused. They're not getting benefits. They're not being treated like real employees.
That exactly. And we did speak with some labor advocates who felt very strongly that they are taking advantage of workers by not classifying them as full-time employees. One of the most interesting parts of their argument was that they said it creates a tremendous amount of instability to have a gig economy where there's surge pricing because people are always chasing a better fare. Mm-hmm. And therefore, they don't take the time that they need to rest, the time that they need to be with their families, and it creates a lot of instability that extends well beyond just the driver, but extends to their families and their children.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. I mean, they may say that they're happy doing this, and that's, you know, obviously they're right, but does it become a problem if they are working 16 hours straight and sleeping in a car and then driving people around?
Well, it's certainly not safe. I mean, I can imagine that you don't get a great night's sleep if you're doing that night after night.
Well, and you spoke to Uber's head of driver experience. This person told you he personally hadn't spoken to someone that slept in the car, but the company has declared 2017 will be the year of the driver. Meaning what? I mean, what might they come up with to address this, the fact that drivers are driving so many hours?
I think they're still figuring out how to deal with this issue. What's important is they did acknowledge it, and they said that they want to do something about it. But one thing that Lyft does that maybe is a direction that Uber could go in is they cap their drivers. Their drivers are not allowed to work more than 14 hours in a row. After 14 hours, the Lyft app requires that drivers take a six-hour break to get some rest.
And yeah, and they sort of can't do anymore until they
it shuts off.
Right. Well, we'll keep an eye on the story. Olivia Zaleski reported it along with Eric Newcomer for Bloomberg. Olivia, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.